I have been going to the fair at least 25 years, and I've missed one or two there, but my kids, who are now 17 and 19, have never missed a fair. And it's been a big part of who they are. They look forward to it all summer. The years, like I said, we're talking about specifically is 2004, 2005, and 2006. Because in those years, in a brief moment in time, there was a pedal tractor competition for the young ones. And I'm talking about six and under. And these were little tiny John Deere tractors. Green, looked just like the John Deere, and they were pedal. The first year that it was held in Harriet Hall, on a green strip of faux grass, some kind of carpet. And we don't really remember a lot about that year other than it set the hook for competition for my daughter, Natalie. She was thrilled by this whole thing, and she got a sense of it. It's like, you know what? I can excel at this. And so the whole next year, she was talking about it, getting ready for it, all about the tractors. And so when we get there, this particular year, so it was held at the Main States Pavilion, and this time there was a crowd. Same strip of green carpeted grass, and those kids got up there and they pedaled in front of this crowd. And I tell you what, Natalie just rose to the occasion. It was like when she took off, it was just a blur. And that day she walked away, she took all comers and she won. It made her say, ah, this is my competition now. Following year, this is the third year running, believe it was 2006, she was excited. It wasn't like she trained for this, but she certainly did, again, talk about it, think about it. And when we got to the fair, the tractor competition was not on the schedule. We searched, we talked to people. Yeah, we may have it, we may not. It was unclear what was going on, lots of confusion. Well, it turns out that those tractors were much loved by the local kids during the off season, and they were now in parts and pieces, and that competition was not held. Natalie was crushed. I know, this is the worst fair ever, at least for 45 minutes, and things shifted again. Natalie was crushed because she knew she could dominate. She wanted to be the champion. She wanted to be the undisputed champion. I guess I want everyone to know that in this brief moment in time, in this footnote on Southeast Alaska State Fair history, in the pedal John Deere tractor competition that my daughter, Natalie Cosgrove, she owned it.